content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan, plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all of their products and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Wild Foods, small-batch superfoods from around the world. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Wild Foods was founded out of an obsession with finding the best ingredients in the world to support health and longevity. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off all their products and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Baby, do you want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo, Alviana Barrientos, Navi Mendoza, and Gabrielle Reyes. It's a Latina show again.
Hello, hello. Love it. Always.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so how's everybody doing? Everybody surviving?
No.
Oh, just kidding. We're
still
fine.
Alive.
We
still
all
alive.
Had a little bit of a rough time getting here this morning. I don't know about you, Gabriella, but I did. I here's what I did. I went back to bed, which was a mistake because I haven't been sleeping that well.
It was a little bit darker this morning.
Yeah, it was a little bit darker in the rain. And I thought, I'll just take a little, I'll go back to bed for about 30 minutes because I really have been incredibly tired. I just haven't been sleeping well. And a lot of it is, I think a lot of people are feeling that too. They're just a little bit overwhelmed and worried about all this coronavirus stuff. I wasn't overwhelmed really at all. I've been very, courageous about it, as you should be, because it's one of the most important virtues you could absolutely have.
Right.
And people have always told me you're brave as a bear. You've got courage like a lion and all these things. But, yesterday a couple of my friends were losing their minds, which kind of, that kind of energy, it gets dumped on you. And it's hard to and you're in there shaking your head, Ronaldo. Did that happen to you too?
No, you can just sense it all around, though.
Yeah. There's this nervous energy everywhere. And
fear.
And everything's
so
closing down. And, people are losing money. And so we all need to just remember, though, that let's just say we do have to shut down the world for a whole month.
Mm-hmm.
A whole month, everything shuts down. Well, guess what? We'll start it back up. We'll start it back up.
We'll figure it out.
It's not the end of the world. It's really not. And there's a lot of... it's kind of like one of those things... You're always, when something bad happens, something good comes out of it. A lot of good is going to come out of this, I think.
It has to, right?
In the long run, because we all need a wake-up call. Mm-hmm. We all do, that we need to live better lives. We need to keep the environment cleaner. We need to keep ourselves more healthy. We need to eat better. We need to think better. Just all these things, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think also it goes back to what this whole experience is going to make us realize is that what I was telling you earlier is we're all humans going through this same experience.
Right.
And that should bring us together and make us recognize we're all one, right?
Yep. And there's no reason, you can't panic. You really can't. It's not healthy for anybody.
No.
I've got friends in California telling me how people are, and this is going all over social media. I haven't had my television on other than the news feed that we have in the break room. I never watch television. And this is one of the reasons why, because, in order to live your best life, you really try to live it calmly and clearly and just in, not going to say in your own little world. You can't do that either. You can't shut yourself off in the world, but I don't know.
Try to make order out of the chaos.
Right.
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 Try to focus what you can control by making order of that chaos.
Yeah. Like, what do they say in Britain and in the UK? Carry on,
Keep on and carry on.
Keep calm and carry on. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we really need to do. And this country is just, we waste so much. I was thinking, everybody,
And we're all guilty of it. You know, right now there's no alcohol, rubbing alcohol, there's no toilet paper, there's no bleach, there's no Lysol, there's all these things that are evaporating off the shelves, being mm-hmm. taken from the shelves, and people are overconsuming out of hoarding, out of greed and just fear and all these things, and I think
it also teaches us about how we're addicted to exactly what we're addicted to, right? So we're addicted to our grocery store. We're addicted to farming, to factory farming. We're addicted to gigantic corporations controlling all of the things that come to us as consumers.
Right.
Right. So once all these things disappear, we recognize, oh, like, what do we really need? What are we addicted to? And what can we share with others?
Yeah. And learn to fend for ourselves, really. Yeah. And I mean that not in a selfish way. I mean, like, having a little garden. Maybe mm-hmm. a lot of people will grow with their own garden in result of all of this. Or just
I was just looking that up.
Really?
Seriously. Yeah, I was, because obviously, you know, I love mm-hmm. drinking celery juice. Y'all know I'm addicted.
Celery
How
juice.
How to grow celery.
You best believe I was on YouTube all last night, and I really? Started saving. Yes, it's so easy. You just have to save the bottom part of the celery that you chop off when you're about to make your juice. Well, and then you just put it in a pot and you can grow it inside in sunlight. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited. That's cool. Going to be my first new project.
You know, I've got Maura Davies on the line from the SPCA of North Texas. And Maura, you'll laugh. So last night, you know, I was like, oh gosh, what if we run out of dog food? I better make sure I have enough. But I didn't buy everyone mm-hmm. on the shelf, you know. Right. I bought a couple of bags
yeah.
to leave some yeah. dog food for the next person that maybe needed food for their dog. So we really okay. do, right?
Yes. You have done the exact right thing. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's like you just want everyone to say, okay, guys, look, just what you need.
Just what you need.
Everyone yeah. just needs what they need.
Yeah. I mean, it's this, I don't know, just this like mob mentality that's going on. And it's that's mm-hmm. the part that scares me even more than the coronavirus and is what really is causing all this hysteria. So, you know, and Maura, there's still animals on the street. They're still getting rescued. And so what do you do if you find an animal on the street, especially during this time?
Well, you can still call your local animal care and control. That is absolutely an option. I definitely want to emphasize the importance of continuing to utilize services that are available to people. These organizations, city, government, authorities, officials are going to keep things open to help keep everything going as it should. It's always great to stay tuned to your local animal shelter, your local animal care and control's Facebook page, their website, to make sure you know what all of their latest and greatest updates are. So that's going to be key, is just keep yourself informed. Mm-hmm. If you see that pet that's roaming on the street, there is likely something you can do about it. If you live in certain municipalities like the city of Dallas, you are asked to make sure to try to help find that pet, his or her home. So if you have the capacity to pick up that pet, see if that pet has a microchip, perhaps call your veterinarian, stay tuned to your veterinarian's website, or your local animal care and control who could possibly scan that pet for a chip and try to get that little kiddo home. If they're lost, let's still try to help each other out as friends and neighbors and help get those pets home.
Absolutely.
Back home. Yeah.
You know, and you can always find, if you have a backyard, okay, most people mm-hmm. do have a little backyard, mm-hmm. you can get a cardboard box. It doesn't have to be expensive, or maybe two cardboard boxes because it is raining right now in Dallas. Give it some food and water and do the right thing. Those animals are vulnerable just like we all are, and we all have to do our part. But
yes, people can continue being kind regardless. That I know this about our wonderful society.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you mentioned before the show that you have new information on the coronavirus and specific mm-hmm. to pets. Can we talk about that for a sec?
Absolutely. So I've really been working the last many days to make sure that I'm informed on all the latest and greatest. And last week when we talked, I was a little bit unsure as to whether dogs or cats could be that transmitter for an illness. And scientists over and over for the last several days have confirmed in various different ways, whether that's the World Health Organization, whether that is any number of the very large animal welfare organizations that are nationwide here in the U.S., the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have all confirmed experts have not expressed concern about transmission at all to or from animals, domestic animals, dogs and cats is what we're talking about here. Multiple international health organizations have said pets and other domestic animals are not considered a risk at all for contracting COVID-19 No animals in the United States have been identified with the virus, and there is no evidence that dogs or other pets can contract or spread COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
However, they can be what is called a fomite, which is they can, just like any other surface, they could, if someone who is infected with COVID-19 coughs on their dog, that dog walks over to a person who is not infected, that uninfected person touches the dog's coat, puts their hands in their mouth, they could very well be infected.
Yeah. Well, you could say that about just anything. I mean, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. So you don't get rid of your dog. You just, you know, take extra precaution and and I have to tell you, I think, you know, a dog, they say that their immune system is stronger than ours for a lot of different reasons, because they are exposed to so many, you know, viruses and bacteria. There's millions of viruses all over the planet. I think you should let your dog lick you in the mouth to give yourself immunity. Give him a big old kiss and get some dog germs, right?
Well, be careful. I mean, dog kisses are great, but dog mouths and cat's mouths can be some really dirty places.
Yeah.
But lots of love from your pet. I get your intent is good. But if you should be infected with COVID-19, the advice that's out there is to make sure your pet has water, food, and shelter,
mm-hmm.
but try to limit contact with them. And wash your hands before and after. And if you are infected and you can get your hands on a face mask, that can help prevent the spread, only if you're infected. And again, don't go out and buy up everything that you can think of for animals.
Yeah.
Just have what you need. Make sure your pets have everything they need. And then stop and let other people also have access to those materials.
Absolutely.
Because everyone has pets that they all love. We want to make sure everyone out there is doing the right thing by their family, and also to help each other out.
I couldn't agree more. Always a great message with Maura Davies. She's the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA. That's the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals in North Texas. Their website is spca.org. I encourage you to make a small donation when you can. They're a great organization that are helping us keep our streets clean and our pets healthy. So, Maura, thank you so much. As always, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Bernadette. Talk soon.
All right. Take care of yourself and wash your hands a lot. Okay, everyone. We're going to try to have a fun show here. We've got a ton of food up here that Gabrielle, performed for us.
Oh,
prepared.
That's coming
for
up.
Us. You're going to perform too. She's an actress and a singer. Stay tuned, everyone. We've got Sean Wells. He's going to be talking about something very personal that happened to him in the past week. He and Shelley have had a tough week themselves, and they want to pass on a few good words to you. So stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
I love it.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo, Aviana Barrientos, Navi Mendoza, Gabrielle Reyes, and Sean Wells is on the line with us. He is a registered dietitian, certified sports nutritionist, fellow in the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and has his master's of public health in nutritional biochemistry. He has been dubbed the world's greatest formulator of nutritional supplements, and Sean has been all over the world on TV, documentaries, radio, podcasts, and spoke on stages everywhere. He is the most respected expert in one of the most respected experts in supplements, nutrition, keto, and biohacking. He has used keto, fasting, supplements, and biohacking to overcome a pituitary tumor, autoimmunity with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, Hashimoto's, and Epstein-Barr, along with depression, obesity, and more. And now he's here to help us. So how are you doing today, Sean?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Bernadette?
I'm good. And I'm my sincerest condolences to you and Shelley. And I'll let you, talk with our listeners about it, Shelley's passing of her brother and then your brother becoming very ill. Our topic today is carbs, fat, and diabetes, based on what happened to your brother, who nearly lost his life as well last week, right?
Yeah, it was crazy timing. Shelley's brother, my wife, passed away at 44 years old in his sleep, and the autopsy has revealed that it was probably there was pulmonary edema and CHF, coronary heart failure situation, and an enlarged heart. And he had some, he had obesity, he had issues breathing well, and had been through Hodgkin's in the past. So he's had his journey, and cancer runs in Shelley's family. She lost her father about 15 years ago to cancer as well. And heart health has like been something I've been, you know, focused on as a biohacker, as someone who's worked clinically in hospitals and nursing homes for sure. But then literally like that hit us from out of the blue. And then within hours after me telling my brother about Dave, her brother's mortality of, you know, passing away at 44, my brother told me he's been having chest pain for 2 weeks. He's just been working through it. You know, he's a FedEx truck driver, and he's been taking energy drinks, but chewing on aspirin and just kind of pushing through. And And I come to find out he had probably had about 5 heart attacks before in the past couple of days before this one big one. And luckily, I think because of what happened with Dave, I mean, you know, silver lining, if you will, of her brother passing was my brother being more aware. And they said when he got to the hospital, if he had, you know, just been a couple minutes later, he would have been dead. Like within 1 minute of them putting the leads on him, they had him, they had 8 people on him operating.
Wow. That's pretty scary. And how old is your brother?
Super scary.
Is your brother younger
he's
or older 52. Than you? Okay.
He's older than me. He's 52. But he, you know, he's someone who's always played baseball and softball and worked out. And but he's overweight. You know, he drives trucks, and that's what he does for a living, and it's stressful. And, you know, he eats food that he probably shouldn't eat, and, again, the energy drinks. And now he's type 2 diabetic, you know, and he's overweight and has hypertension, and he's kind of the perfect storm for someone that I worry about, you know, living much longer because of all these symptoms and his lifestyle. And so, you know, now my mortality is front and center. I just got a calcium score cardiac test on Friday, this past Friday. So, like, just because, like, I'm concerned about it.
Yeah.
You know, I want to know where I'm at. And you know, I would just encourage, like, anyone listening, you know, one, it's called angina. It's the term chest pain, just generalized chest pain. If you're, if you feel like you're kind of pushing through chest pain, if you have numbness, you know, pain in your jaw, you know, numbness in your hands, like, short of breath, like these kinds of things. My brother had Bell's palsy some months back, which may have been related to a mini stroke where it's called like the trigeminal nerve in your face where he kind of had like some drooping in his face. And that was probably stress and maybe a precursor to some of this. So just people need to be aware of some of the signs and not just push through them. Like, you know, especially guys, I think, oh, let's, you know, we're tough guys. Let's push through it. And that's a concern, but it's scary. It's scary stuff.
It is scary. Well, was your brother on any medications?
He was on metformin, but he had GI distress from it, so he wasn't taking it regularly for his blood sugar, but not much beyond that. And, you know, he was just using caffeine and energy drinks to kind of push through fatigue and some pains, and that's not the healthiest thing, and it's frustrating. And here's something that might blow you away but not surprise you ultimately, is after he had the surgery and he went to like Charlotte's top, you know, cardiac hospital, and they did a great job with the surgery, but then they're like, you need to be on super high dose Lipitor for the rest of your life. You need to eat a low fat diet because keto is heart dangerous, and you need to eat a low cholesterol diet and have low sodium.
Yeah.
And like, it's just like, oh my God, are we still here?
Yep.
We're still here. Like, this is like 20 years ago information. And this is what they're telling people.
Well, you know, and we talk about this. We've talked about this for almost 9 years now, Sean. So, you know, and I'm still confused. I was at a symposium the other night, and, you know, they were saying absolutely no oil, no oil, no fat, you know, not even olive oil. And I was like, wait a minute, you know, and asked that question again. And the same one I asked to Dr. Neil Barnard, who is a very respected cardiologist with his own hospital in Washington, D.C. And so I'm a little confused myself after doing this almost daily for years, you know? I still don't know what to think.
It sucks. You know, the last regulatory body, like, to change their stance, and it just hasn't happened, is the American Heart Association. But, like, the American Medical Association, the Academy for Nutrition and Dietetics that used to be called the ADA, they've all changed. Like, they don't recommend low fat anymore. They don't recommend low cholesterol, low saturated fat, low sodium. They've all changed, but the American Heart Association is still holding on.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's because of funding. They won't change their stance, which is crazy given all the data that exists.
Yeah. Well, and it is so conflicting. It's so conflicting, you know. It just really is. And so what should someone with diabetes be eating if they have diabetes?
Oh, I forgot to get to that part.
Yeah.
So they told him he needs to eat 180 grams of carbohydrates a day.
Whoa.
Whoa. Oh, wow. Okay.
And of course, take a glucose disposal agent like metformin, but then probably have to take insulin at some point, which no type 2 diabetic should ever have to take.
Mm-hmm.
If you exercise and you eat a low carbohydrate diet, there's no reason you should be on insulin. And they're telling him to eat carbs all day long and eat low fat. That's how he's going to get through this. And that is literally the worst thing you could possibly recommend.
Wow.
Eat lots of carbs and to have a low-fat diet.
Well, so what do we do? Where do we go with all of this? Like, where do we go with this? What do you think should happen, Sean? You know, you're in that world. You travel all over the world talking about this, talking, you know, I personally think the Mediterranean diet is the perfect diet, at least for me. But it includes olive oil. It includes fish, you know, and a lot of olive oil, I might add, you know, that's what we dip our bread in. And not a lot of bread, but, you know, I feel like there has to be some sort of balance here.
Totally agree. And it's all about what's maintainable and sustainable for someone, and if, you know, keto is too difficult for them to maintain, or you know, whatever it is, vegan, carnivore, you know, then I agree, like, Mediterranean is a great place to start.
Mm-hmm.
It's heart healthy. It's also called, Gerald Reven called it the Syndrome X diet, essentially.
Really?
And that's where, like, a lot of great data is eating those healthy oils and not having those vegetable oils that are so unhealthy that we talk about a lot, that are inflammatory, like canola and corn and soy and, you know, these different things that are just filled in our foods and in our packaged foods and our ultra-processed high bliss point foods.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I mean, we need to definitely eat whole foods, and I'm good with whether you're, you know, plant-based, carnivore, somewhere in between. It's good as long as you're eating those whole foods and avoiding these processed, engineered foods that are filled with all kinds of crap, like these inflammatory oils, like maltodextrin, like high glycemic carbohydrates,
mm-hmm.
like preservatives, and, you know, on and on and on. And those foods are not healthy. But I agree. A Mediterranean diet is certainly ideal and should be easily maintained. And there's a ton of data on, and they should be recommending for sure, not a low-fat diet.
Well, we've got lots to talk about. You're staying with us for another segment, right? We're going to go to break here, and you're staying with us, correct?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go to break. And when we come back, more with Sean Wells, getting us up to speed with all of this. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. I've been sleeping in my bed. show me family, or the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong, I don't know where I went wrong, but I can write a song. I belong with you, you belong with me, you're my sweetheart.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo, Aviana Barrientos, Navi Mendoza, Gabrielle Reyes, and we have Sean Wells staying on the line with us to talk a little more about this. He is a registered dietitian, a certified sports nutritionist, a fellow in the International Society of Sports Nutrition. He has his Master's of Public Health in Nutritional Biochemistry, and he has been dubbed the world's greatest formulator of nutritional supplements. So let's continue talking about this. Today we're talking about carbs, fat, and diabetes, because your brother recently had a heart attack, and Shelly, Shelly's brother recently passed away. Again, our sincerest condolences from everyone here at One Life Radio for you and Shelly and the passing of your brother-in-law. But let's talk about this with your brother. A few hours later, he had a heart attack, had to have emergency surgery, and what that experience has meant to you, and what messaging you want to get out today, Sean.
Yeah, I'm literally worried about, one, my brother's health first and foremost, because he's pretty much a ticking time bomb, being overweight, driving for 12 plus hours a day, doing these FedEx trucks mm-hmm. and tractor trailers. And, you know, you're just sitting there.
Right.
He doesn't get a lot of chance to exercise, but it's how he makes his living. And then because you're, like, kind of rushing, you end up getting unhealthier food, you know, mm-hmm. fast food and energy drinks, and that's how they live. So, you know, now he's someone that's been athletic his whole life, too, but now he's overweight, he has high blood pressure, high blood glucose, and now heart issues, I mean, with this surgery and a stent placed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm concerned, you know, and he's kind of a type A personality, and I'm worried that if you add all these things up, like, how much longer does that equal? You know, like, even if he does everything right, it feels like, you know, you're almost on borrowed time. So I want to do as much as possible with him as I can. And then when I heard about them recommending that he eat tons of carbs and, you know, that he has high dose Lipitor and a medication that gives him GI distress for his blood sugar, and that he goes on a low-fat diet, I'm just like, what?
You're
like,
beside yourself.
Literally just, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's just, and it's almost criminal, and it's going to kill him. And so, like, I mean, the first thing I wanted to hospital and just go beat them up for, like, trying to kill my brother. I mean, you saved his life, and then now you're trying to kill him.
Yeah. Well, you know.
It's frustrating, yeah.
Yeah, it is. I can hear it in your voice, and I'm so sorry that you guys are going through all that. It's on top of all the other stuff that's going on in the world right now. You guys had a tough week, and it's going to continue on. But what is the one message that you would like to share with our listeners about carbs and fat, and then what supplements would you suggest?
With carbs and fat, like, I do believe, you know, I don't, even though I'm keto, I don't demonize carbs, and most of the world is pretty healthy on carbs, but the difference is they're active,
mm-hmm.
one, that they do fast or don't overeat often, and then they have whole foods, they're not eating high glycemic carbohydrate, and then the double whammy in American food, Western food, is high glycemic carbohydrate with high fat.
Yeah.
And that is a recipe for disaster metabolically. And that's what's happened to my brother.
Right. And no exercise. So when you're ingesting those high glycemic carbs, you've got no way to burn them off because you're sitting all day long.
Right. But you're also getting, the carbs are triggering insulin, and you're blocking lipolysis, the breakdown of these fats for fatty acids,
mm-hmm.
and you're promoting what's called lipogenesis, the creation of fat or storage of fat, and it's a recipe for disaster. And that's why, like, it's literally the worst thing you can eat is high-fat, high-glycemic carbs.
Right.
And they're kind of recommending that, you know, like on some level, like that he proceed like that. And even though they're saying low-fat, but, you know, they're recommending that he eat carbs all day long. And
wow.
it's just not going to work. So what I would recommend is ideally a low carb diet, or it doesn't have to be keto, but that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Is a low carbohydrate diet so that he can control his blood sugar and therefore control his triglycerides, which are really elevated. And he should take berberine, as we've talked about, which is a great glucose disposal agent and better than metformin head-to-head.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would love if he did get on keto. I do think it's heart protective, but at the very least, like you said, be on some kind of Mediterranean, whole food, mm-hmm. paleo-ish diet where you're avoiding the stuff in the bags and boxes and the ultra-processed foods and engineered high bliss point foods.
Yeah.
That are overriding satiety, that are making you overeat, literally have labels on them that say, once you pop, you can't stop, you can't eat just one. I mean, those are the slogans on
yeah.
these food products.
Well, and they're engineered
and
that
engineered
way.
Them.
They hit every bliss
yeah.
point, so you're truly addicted to them, and then they yeah. throw in some maltodextrin and some other things that really make you not want to stop eating, right? Because it activates your palate so well.
Exactly, and that's the science, and that's capitalism, and so we need to get back to eating whole foods or more ancestral type diets, and certainly I do recommend some of these supplements, like you're saying, like he should obviously be on fish oil, CoQ10, which mm-hmm. is heart protective, taking that berberine, and cinnamon is another great ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely some things that you can do, but one of the biggest things is you need to get away from, you know, eating these processed foods and certainly having, like, energy drinks and finding
yeah.
ways to de-stress and get some exercise and
yeah.
do some fasting. He mentioned to me fasting was really helpful for him. So, you know, even just doing some intermittent fasting, it doesn't have to be extended fast, just something where you take some breaks.
Yeah. What about hawthorn berry for heart health?
Yeah, that's great for blood pressure. When people have elevated blood pressure, that's been found to be anti-hypertensive.
Hmm.
So that's a good strategy, and he does have elevated blood pressure. So
yeah,
that is a great ingredient.
Well, I really appreciate you jumping on the air with us today. Final thoughts before we go to break?
Yes. Final thoughts are, I think the Western medical system is amazing for surgeries, amazing
mm-hmm.
for, you know, stepping in and taking radical measures. But as far as prevention and sustaining life, clearly there's deficiencies there, deficits that it's just not doing well enough, and we can't just take the answers that they're giving us. We need to do more research and listen to shows like this.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your all your contribution over the years, Sean, and sending lots of love to you and Shelley, and that you get through this week. You know, I don't even know what to say. I'm lost for words. It's really, death is just really, really hard when you lose someone, especially at 44 years old. That's just too young for something that could have been prevented. So, our sincerest condolences to you and Shelley, and can't wait to get you back in studio. So we'll see you soon, I hope.
All right. Thanks, Bernadette.
All right, Sean. Okay. Appreciate you too. Take care. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got more coming up with Gabrielle Reyes. We're going to be talking about plant-based living with one great vegan. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio. go ahead and sing, Gabriel.
Oh, I wanna. Oh, I wanna. Oh, I wanna.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo. I've got Gabrielle Reyes in studio with me, Navia.
What a beautiful
name. I'm turning it into Italian. Not Viana Barrientos. Oh my gosh, yeah, we could all use some smiles and laughs. Oh my goodness. I think the rain isn't helping here in Dallas. It makes everything seem so depressed. And of course, I know they've got probably, you know, terrible weather back east north.
Y'all
right now,
should have seen
they?
V and I trying to get the gas into my car in the rain.
Oh my gosh.
It was ridiculous.
There was like a group of guys just
the construction workers that were just kind of like staring. One finally came over to like figure it out. A homeless man came over to help.
Where were you guys?
Right here. Literally
a minute
across the highway.
Yeah, I got a text on my way here and they said, "Oh, Avi or no, Navi had run out of you ran out of gas." Avi ran out of gas and Navi was helping her. I'm like, "That's great, but is anybody going to be there to help me open the show?"
You know. Right here.
So, I'm glad we all made it here and we've got beautiful. Tell us about the food in the hallway, first of all, that you prepared for us today, Gabrielle. Let me introduce you. Chef Gabrielle Reyes is an actress, singer, and the proud owner of One Great Vegan. She hosts a weekly musical cooking show, The Colorful Home Cooking Show, where she shares her favorite recipes and tips on how to create vibrant dishes through music and songs. Specializing in allergen-free food, Gabrielle's philosophy is to feed others sustainably sourced, nourishing, and mouth-watering meals that heal your body and help you get your glow on. That's almost all vegetables out there.
Yes.
You know, somebody said something like, "Oh, it's all carbs." Somebody on the ketogenic diet. No, it's not all carbs. It's vegetables. Yes,
we got
vegetables.
Some carbs mixed in there. You know
with,
what I'm saying?
You know, it's very Mediterranean, actually, with the food that's out there. And so, and you are One Great Vegan. You can find you at onegreatvegan.com or on social at One Great Vegan. But what did you prepare for us today?
So there's some veggie coconut curry. It's full of vegetables, coconut milk from that plant protein, and then delicious ingredients for the seasoning like turmeric and cumin and smoked paprika. It's fabulous. And then to go with that, there's a zesty butter rice. So it has organic brown rice. It has parsley, some more seasoning, and then butter in there. Plant-based butter.
You put Miyoko's in there?
I'll either use Miyoko's or sometimes I try to do nut-free. So I'll do like Melt, that brand too.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. And then there's guacamole and then a crunchy cabbage slaw, colorful peanut sauce on top. And then also, what else did I bring? Oh,
donut balls.
Yes, the raw vegan donut holes. Donut balls, donut holes. People call them raw vegan power bites, but they're great. We were talking about, because y'all got to try them before, they're great because they're shelf stable. All the ingredients inside of them, you can have these ingredients for years, you know. We're going through a time where people are trying to look for
stock up
on oats, dates, cashews, and then there's some cinnamon in there and vanilla. Put that all in a food processor, blend it up, and that will last you for 2 months.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, and it's so important to eat healthy. It's so important to exercise. We drill at home almost every day on the show, just really talking about how to live your best life. And food is, you know, I'm Italian, so like food is everything. It is nurturing. The most wonderful thing that you can do for someone is to prepare them a beautiful, delicious, healthy meal.
It feels like love to
me. It is love to me.
It's definitely my love language.
Absolutely, me too.
And it's funny because that's actually how me and my husband, we really connected and why he started eating plant-based was when we met, he was broke and eating potato chips. And I'm a chef, so obviously I sent my love to him through sweet potato chili and burgers.
Blessed
and
his life.
Blessed his life.
You know, we were speaking off the air about veganism, okay? Mm-hmm. And because Sean was talking about carbs and fat and diabetes and all that. And there's a difference between eating a plant-based diet and eating a high carb. Because a lot of vegans eat too many carbs.
Very
they just
processed.
Do. Very processed, a lot of carbs. It doesn't necessarily mean just because you're a vegan that you are eating healthy.
Exactly. And I had to learn that the hard way because when I started going vegan, I went vegan and I did the whole food vegan situation. And then I kind of discovered ice cream and waffles and potato chips and all these carbs.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Packaged, like he was talking about, packaged and boxed ingredients. And then I gained all this weight, but I was still vegan and people.
Yeah.
But it's hard to explain to people that, just because you're eating plants doesn't mean that those plants were created in a way that's going to be nourishing to your body.
Right. I mean, case in point, avocado is one of the highest fat things you could possibly eat, and also one of the healthiest foods on the planet. I mean, and it's in high demand right now, so much so that, you know, in Mexico, you remember that article that I ran across where it's almost like the drug, it's like a, like they're dealing drugs, but they're dealing avocados where people are getting killed over avocado.
The war on avocados.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm actually surprised because y'all know, I don't know how it's going across the country, but I'm assuming everyone's kind of rushing to the grocery stores right now. Yep. And yesterday I was shopping and I was actually surprised nobody was going for the avocados. I was like, well, let me just stock up real quick.
Can you freeze avocados?
You can.
Really?
You can freeze them and add them to smoothies. You can make like a nice mousse with them too. Add some coconut. Add some coconut oil, add a little bit of some chocolate cocoa powder and then some maple syrup and you can make like a nice mousse.
Yum.
Well, I'm going to give a shout out. This is a great time to give a shout out for our sponsors too, because we've got great companies like Sun Warrior. They are the pioneers of plant-based. And just, I know a lot of people that eat meat that, you know, eat Sun or, you know, use the Sun Warrior products, like their plant-based protein several times a day or a week, just because it's such a great company and you get all that plant-based nutrition that you need. Enviromedica, their new product, their Terra Flora, you got to check that out. And of course, Wild Foods, they have some of the highest quality foods on the planet directly delivered to your home. Just, we have great sponsors. We really do. And so a shout out for those three, and let's continue on with this. So can you share your story to our listeners about how you first became a vegan?
Yeah, definitely. So I was kind of talking about it 10 years ago. I was in college and I was struggling with bulimia and body dysmorphia.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And really just going down that dark path. And then
it is a dark path.
It is. Yeah, we were talking about that. We kind of have that similarity, that commonality of understanding that struggle. So I actually was at a tailgate party and ate all of these like horrible, guilty foods, you know, little sausages, bacon,
along
cheese.
With some beer.
Actually, you know, I didn't drink back then. So, I didn't drink till I was 23. It's crazy.
Wow. Good for you.
Is it? I don't know.
I don't know.
Stay tuned. It was an interesting college experience being the only DD, like out of all of my friends.
But that's what helped you to get over your eating disorder.
Yes, actually. Definitely. And then, so I basically, I went to this tailgate party. And then the next morning I woke up and I was going to purge. You know, I was going to throw up. And the next morning I woke up and was like, no, I'm not going to. I'm going to be vegan. I didn't know what that meant at all. I just heard the word before. I had a friend who was vegetarian. You know, I was raised on a pretty island kind of diet, you know, similar to a Mediterranean diet. And so I understood it, but I didn't know. So then I started, I went to the grocery store, bought my, you know, week of items, and I saw the change, and I haven't thrown up.
Well, you know,
since.
It's funny. So plant-based is so popular now. I mean, plant-based, basically, if you were eating a Mediterranean diet, you know, you're eating plant-based. That's, that's what makes the Mediterranean diet so wonderful, all the different spices and the vegetables. And it's very little meat and dairy, just a touch of it, if any at all. Mostly
same
fish.
Same with Jamaican, too.
Yeah,
Jamaican
same with Jamaican.
Food.
But, you know, we're talking about ways to boost your immune system because that's such a hot topic right now with this coronavirus going around. And you need to, you were talking about, instead of stocking up on white bread and tons of crackers and all these things, you need to stock up on green foods and produce. But here's the thing. So a lot of this, I was thinking this yesterday, you could buy frozen because, you know, they're not going to last long. Right?
Or you
they're
could
perishable.
Buy what you see in the store now and you could chop it up and prep it. You could prep a veggie coconut curry. You could prep a chili. You could do all those things, freeze it and let it sit there for about a month or so. So there's options. It's just about thinking about how to incorporate those plants that you know not only have nutrients in them, but will also last a very long time.
Yeah. So what else do you want people to know about? Because I know you were talking about, you know, there's so many nutrients out there to boost your immune system when you're eating plant-based. So
definitely.
What's a good meal for them to make tonight? Give us a quick, short recipe. Like five things or under they can go to the grocery store and get today that they can make like a nice nurturing soup or something to put
for
on the
sure.
stove.
Well, I mean, the veggie coconut curry is extremely good for this time of our lives, right? With, you know, something that needs to be nourishing, comforting, delicious, and also plant-based, right? So it has some potatoes in it. It has some peas in it. It has tomatoes in it, coconut milk, seasoning.
And carrots, right? Didn't I see some
yes,
carrots?
Yes, there are carrots in there, too.
Yeah, I saw some carrots.
I snuck some carrots in there as well.
Yeah, yeah. And it's very nurturing.
So how do you throw them together?
I'm not even kidding with you. You put it all into a pot. You put the top on the pot. And you let it
simmer. What's the liquid, though?
Let it simmer.
The coconut milk.
And that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you put water in it?
Nope, coconut milk. And what's beautiful about the coconut milk, not only does it have tons of protein in it, it also is so delicious. It has a little bit of sweetness in it.
Doesn't it have full amino acids?
Yes. I mean, coconut milk is great. And right now is a great time, honestly, if you're planning on stocking up, stock up on some cans of coconut milk.
But don't buy every one on the shelf.
Just a
couple. Yeah, just
leave some
a couple.
For me, please.
Are there bad options of coconut milk?
Like, anything that has an added sweetener in it. Because sometimes some brands will add in sugar or add in, you know, high fructose corn syrup, which... honestly, that's the biggest thing I tell people to kind of stay away from, especially now when we're trying to boost our immunity and boost our bodies. Stay away from any of those processed sugars,
for sure.
Absolutely. Always great to have you in studio.
Thank you.
You want to sing a for 10 or 15 seconds?
Oh,
why don't you
yes.
sing some vegetable songs for like
veggie 10? Coconut curry. Veggie coconut curry. Veggie coconut curry. Veggie coconut curry. That's what y'all about to eat.
All right. Can't wait. Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. And the most important thing, don't panic. We're all in this together.
Yes.
And don't panic. And just spread the love and the understanding, the courage and the calm. So you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.